Cry in the News, A History of America's Newsboys, by Vincent DiGirolamo. Introduction. Echoes down the alleys of history. For centuries, no sound was more urgent, exasperating, or quintessentially American than the cry of the newsboy. "Here is your bloody news. Here is your fine bloody news," yelled peg-leg Jimmy McCoy as he trod the cobbled streets of Philadelphia in September 1776, just days after New York had fallen to the British. 85 years later, a scamp in Providence, Rhode Island, created a commotion, crying, "Fort Sumter is vaccinated and blown up. Extra traveler, extra journal." The trouble was, he made it up. The bombardment that commenced the Civil War in April 1861 would not occur for another 2 weeks. In May 1898, at the height of the Spanish-American War, 13-year-old Lillian Hadley of Hoboken, New Jersey, was arrested for crying papers in Manhattan's theater district after dark. Her mother and out-of-work father had given her a dime to buy the papers, but charity officers detained her as a beggar. When told she was better off with them than at home, Lillian replied, "Excuse me for contradicting, but I don't think I am." Skip ahead to June 1937, and we hear Chester and a pal shouting through the streets of New Orleans, "Louis K.O.'s Braddock," excited that a Negro like themselves had won the heavyweight boxing championship of the world. But pride curdled into fear when a white man told them to shut up, put a gun to their backs, and marched them out of the neighborhood. So it went for America's news peddlers. They carried vital intelligence to a young nation of readers, bamboozled them if opportunity arose, received unwanted attention from authorities, and met violent rebuke from those who disliked their message. Even if they were sometimes unreliable, obnoxious, or endangered, newsboys and newsgirls provided an indispensable service, retailing the breaking news that would become America's history. Yet their role in that history has escaped serious inquiry. "Humblest of the journalists were the newsboys," wrote historian Frank Luther Mott in 1962. The unwritten story of their rise would be a romantic chapter in the history of American journalism. No one rushed to write that history, romantic or otherwise. This neglect is surprising because newsboys, from the brilliant Benjamin Franklin to the dauntless Ragged Dick, created by novelist Horatio Alger Jr., and the high-kicking Jack Kelly, hero of the Disney musical Newsies, have long fascinated us as symbols of struggle and achievement. But what do we really know about them? Who were these children? Where did they come from? And what can they tell us about the American experience?